For those who cannot walk or drive, getting in and out of the woods can be next to impossible. Well, the state of Alabama is working to make hunting and the outdoors in general more accessible. From member station WBHM in Birmingham, Steve Chiotakis reports.
After a crippling car accident 6.5 years ago, doctors told Steve Alvis he would spend the rest of his life paralyzed from the mid-chest down. And that meant he would lose the ability to do the things he loved the most.
They told me that I wouldn't be able to drive or hunt or anything. And I told them, yeah, I will.
He proves them wrong every time he wheels himself into a blind or a shooting shack. Inside, quiet is the norm, and accessibility is the name of the game. An avid hunter for almost all of his 35 years, the only game Alvis has played since his accident was finding a place to hunt. But that's all changed thanks to the Alabama Department of Conservation. In more than a dozen wildlife areas all across the state, disabled hunters can access open fields in the middle of the woods via car or truck and access blinds equipped with wheelchair ramps, handrails, and support bars. The state doesn't pay for the land. It's usually donated by private individuals or corporations. Hunting and fishing are huge in Alabama. It's a billion-dollar industry with nearly 250,000 hunting permits issued every year. Gary Moody, the wildlife chief of the Department of Conservation, says it wasn't tough finding support for the program.
We didn't get a lot of pressure to do this. It was just one of those thoughts that we developed as an agency and just felt like we wanted to make sure that everybody had a chance to enjoy the outdoors.
Just like any other hunter, a disabled hunter has to have a license in Alabama, and his or her disability must be certified by a physician and conform to standard medical guidelines. Other states, such as Georgia, Michigan, and Washington, have similar programs, if not as fully developed. Yet many others still have accessibility issues when it comes to the outdoors.
A lot of wildlife management areas or public hunting areas don't have accessible wheelchair trails.
Todd Smeltzer is the founder of Disabled Sportsmen of America, a nonprofit, all-volunteer agency that advocates disabled hunting and adaptive equipment to be used for it.
If you can imagine how hard it would be to carry all of your equipment and wheel your wheelchair or have somebody wheel you through a wooded area, that's quite a challenge in itself.
For Alvis, one of the challenges of a recent hunting trip to the Marengo Disabled Hunting Area is mud. The trail is waterlogged because of 3 days of rain. The special blind is about a mile in. Another challenge is to make very little noise. Alvis must carefully transfer from driver's seat to wheelchair and roll into the blind without scaring off a potential deer.
I was trying to be real quiet and just ease out of the truck.
Once he's in and fully covered by camouflage, he gets his rifle ready. And waits. Disabled hunters can bring some help along, and in Elvis's case, it's usually his best friend, Tommy Brock.
I get just as much joy out of it, watching him hunt, watching him shoot one, being able to help him do it.
It doesn't matter what day of the week or which wildlife area they visit. Alvis says it's a way to be a part of something that's encompassed most of his life.
It's just the enjoyment of being out here, and I could sit here all day and not see a thing.
And on that hunt, he didn't see anything. But 2 days later, he did see a deer, and he bagged it. Like the more than 215 other licensed disabled hunters in Alabama, Alvis will keep going back until deer hunting season ends January 31st. For NPR News, I'm Steve Chiotakis in Birmingham.